I wonder who that could be.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, those wonderful people at Ivory Snow bring you a tale of the Old West.
The Argument Clinic, take one.
Oh, Mr. Smythe, come in.
Oh, I'm sorry, my name is Smith.
No, I'm sure it's Smythe.
Well, I should know my own name.
Well, let me spell it for you.
M-T-H-Y-W-X-Y-C-6.
Well, that's not even a word.
Of course it is. Spelled Smythe.
No, it's not.
Well, I'm very sorry, but you are wrong.
I beg your pardon?
Your time is up. Get out.
Morning, Chef. Sure is a nice day. Minute. Morning, Bob. It sure is.
Please, tell us that story again.
It's my story. I'll tell it my way.
Gracias very much.
Woo-hoo. Good morning, Mr. Mayor.
What's up, dogs?
Oh, come on now. Put them up.
Looks like a fine.
I was just standing on the other side of the street, and this fella looks over at me and he starts screaming.
You look like my wife!
He said that? He said you look like his wife? That's crazy.
It must have been the dress.
Hey, Bobby, you take care of that little matter I asked you to?
Yeah, sure did, boss. I went over there and told that guy, hey, the boss don't like no starch in his underwear.
Hey, hold on there a second, Vernon. I think the sheriff there's a member of PETS.
What the heck is PETS?
Why, that's the People for the Ethical Treatment of Spiders.
It was a joke. I was only kidding. Don't you get it?
Whatever happened to that fella who always was a-staring at your eye?
I heard he moved to a strange little town out west.
You have a nice, deeper voice. It's, kinda sexy.
Oh, he's a fiery little bugger, isn't he?
Now, you just need to settle down there, Thornton. Don't be throwing no bottles around here anymore, doggummit.
Ain't nobody gonna tell me what to do.
Uh-oh. Oh, that was close.
Ah, gee, Doc.
Oh, pull up there, boy. Everybody out.
So, this is the Old West.
He was strange. But we all want you to have a happy birthday.
Brought to you by Chunks of Cat Dog Food. The one with the meaty taste that dogs just love.
Hey, get those dogs out of my yard.
Come on.